Imagine what I was thinking. So, are your recording subroutines up and running, Joseph? I want to... Oh, don't float right in front of his face like that. You'll frighten him. Probably give him a phobia about floating silver balls for the rest of his life.
I don't believe I'm frightening him, Bernice. He's far too young to be even aware of me as such. He seems extraordinarily advanced for his age, though. It's as if he understands every word I say. Who's a doozy-woozy little clever den?
Joseph.
Sorry.
You know what I said about using baby talk in front of Pete. Well, you know what I said. I'm not going to have the poor child starting out in life by thinking people talk like complete and utter idiots. Even if they are complete and utter idiots. Right then, Joseph, ready to record?
I have been recording for several minutes now, Bernice.
Then be prepared for some really heavy memory editing in the near future, okay? Hello there, I'm Bernice Summerfield, and this is my all-new, all-singing, dancing, and inexpressibly wonderful diary. I've decided to start keeping one holostatically now because... Oh, goddess only knows the way my life goes sometimes. Almost anything can happen, and mostly it always does. So, God forbid, if the worst ever comes to the worst, I don't want to be remembered by just a collection of tutty old notebooks. And that's because of you, really. I'm making this for you. There you are. 10 little perfect toes. 8 little fingers and 2 thumbs. And a couple of dew claws. You're perfect. Little Peter. I was going to call you Peanut when you were just about the size of one. But I don't think you'd have been happy if I saddled you with that one forever. The spectre of matricide loomed. And I'm not talking about all those persistent attempts of yours to drown the mattress.
Just how much memory editing did you have in mind, Bernice? I'm certainly going to try and forget everything you just said.
Anyway, I'm your mum, which you probably know. You probably know about the strange way I had you too, but I suppose I'd better start by telling you about it anyway. I wasn't quite myself when it happened. I mean, really, not myself. It's... all a bit complicated. You see, the way it happened was that...
Bernice. Ben, are you in there?
Something I'll have to talk about later. Yes, I'm in here, Adrian. What do you want?
I can go over the plans for the new Xenoarchaeology wing with you. If some of the exhibits distort the very fabric of the space-time continuum, then we're going to have to think in terms of something more substantial than the occasional flying buttress.
Can't we talk about this later, Adrian? I was just trying to... What's that in your pocket?
Huh?
It's sticking out of the pocket of your coat. It's a fluffy rabbit! What's a fluffy rabbit doing sticking out the pocket of your coat?
Well, I
thought you told me that males of your people had no involvement whatsoever with their offspring and left it all to the female. Innate and genetically inbuilt reflex, you said. Some sort of basically canine thing in human terms, you said.
The fact of the matter is that...
You're just a bit of an old softy at heart, aren't you?
What's up, Benny? I was just passing and I thought you might like to go and... What was he doing here?
Oh, hello, Jason. Adrian was
I thought
just...
he had this biological imperative about offspring or some such.
Well, it's not so much of an imperative as a...
Something you can say to get out of changing dirty nappies as and when. How frightfully convenient.
Jason!
So, what are you doing, Adrian? You come to check if the kid's got a nice glossy coat?
What did you say?
You heard.
Who the hell do you think you are? Hey? I don't know what you think you're trying to do, but let me tell you something.
Hey, listen, boys! Tension seems to be running a little high here. This isn't something I want to... Oh, Let's not just say anything that we might...
Yeah, Adrian, have a bonio and calm down.
You think you're clever with the snide remarks, yes? You think I don't see you sniffing around, Benny, looking for a way to slime back in?
Yeah, well, the only chance you ever had with her was when she wasn't even in her own...
Right, that's it! Out, the pair of you!
Listen, Benny, this is just...
You're acting like this in front of my child. My child! And you're upsetting him. Take this thing outside, the both of you, and get out of my sight!
He started it.
Out! There you go. Shh. It's all right. Shh. The nasty and incredibly idiotic men have gone away. You should know by now the consequences of making you cry. Brax won't be happy if he has to rebuild this wing. Do you know, Joseph, for the first time in my life, I'm seriously contemplating saying men with an exclamation mark after it. I thought we'd sorted all this out, but it's just getting worse. What in all the various hells is up with them?
I'm afraid I couldn't tell you, Bernice, never having been one.
I knew there was something I liked about you. Listen, Joseph, do you still have all that military command spec proximity detection gear inside you? You know, from the time when you had all that kind of stuff inside you?
Some of it, yes.
Well, set it to trigger an alarm if anyone comes within 10 meters of my room, okay? I'm sick of people traipsing in and through it as if they own the place. Or think they have some claim just because of... Well, anyway, next time I want some warning.
Stored.
I don't suppose you've got a lethal countermeasures weapons package knocking around somewhere? Something that could zap certain people with a couple of million volts where it could do the most good?
I can only be fitted with such under express authorization by Irving Braxiatel. He decided to impose a few restrictions after a certain recent unpleasantness. Not that anybody actually died, of course.
I'll have to go and talk to Brax about getting a little chitty. And don't say a word. I've ended up spending all my time with someone who spends his life ejecting matter at both ends. An assorted collection of ghastly fluffy toys and a rebuilt mechanoid who can't even horribly murder anybody when I tell it to. And how depressing is that? Oh, I think I must be nesting or something. Yes, you little horror. You're a complete and utter little horror who's utterly destroyed my life, and I hate you. Okay. I was going to make a proper start on this. Start recording, Joseph.
Recording.
Now, as I was saying, the way I became pregnant was a little complicated. There was this crystal, you see, and the thing about it was that... What is it now? Is that your proximity alert, Joseph?
I think you'll find it's the holophone, Bernice.
If that's Jason or Adrian still trying to pester me, I'll go... What do you want?
Good, evening. Would I be speaking to the renowned Professor Bernice Summerfield?
Yes. Speaking?
My name is Lady Ashantra Dulac of the Goronis system.
Goronis?
The House Royal of Goron IV, to be exact. As I understand, it is known on the galactic charts. Although we do, of course, have a name of our own. Several, in actual fact.
All of them highly pertinent and interesting, I have no doubt. And your reason for wanting to talk to me is...
A matter of some delicacy, and not to mention urgency, Professor Summerfield. Certain factors of our local politics have... Well, suffice it to say that I am in the position of offering you a small commission for which you are eminently qualified. One of the few individuals in the galaxy who are qualified.
Oh. Really? So, that was the famous Professor Summerfield, eh? I can't say I was impressed. The woman is clearly... Ronald! Boris! Will you stop that disgraceful display immediately?
Sorry.
I could have done better with a couple of trained baboons. Cleaner sheets in the morning, for one thing... And this is what I have to work with to remold the world. I said, shut up, Ronald! I have to make another call. Hello there. Yes. This is the Lady Ashantra. Place another interstellar call to the Braxiatel collection, will you? The secure line this time. A Mr. Sloty.
Hi. Yeah, give me a Boilermaker. Single malt for the liquor and, choose to be yourself, sweetheart. Thanks. You, don't happen to have seen that... Oh, what the hell? What are you doing here? Are you following me around now?
No, I'm not following you around.
Well, I hate to crowd you out or anything, Adrian, but I'm supposed to be meeting someone, yeah? You know what I mean? The lady called and told me to meet her here. Bit of a classy spot, as it happens, well, compared to my usual dive, so that probably means...
She's meeting me.
Do what?
Benny left me a message and told me to meet her here.
Benny told you to meet her here?
Benny told me to meet her here.
Now, hang on a minute. That can't be right, because...
Oh, there you are! Oh, both of you. Have I kept you waiting? Oh, sorry if I kept you waiting.
Benny?
What's this about?
Well, now, funny thing. Just after I saw you last, I got a call. Some big high poobah on the planet named Goron 4.
Goron
4. Somewhere on the other side of the Proximan chain, apparently. Well, apparently, and this is the funny thing, they've just unearthed a collection of really important artifacts and totems and whatnot there. And what they need is for someone to go there and help them with the identifying of them, provenances, valuation, and so forth.
Artifacts and totems?
What sort of artifacts and totems?
Oh, you know, your basic artifacts and totems in general, the sort of thing that's basically right down my street. Or up my alley, or whatever you prefer. So, of course, I naturally jumped at the chance.
But what about...
Then I thought about the baby. What about the baby, I thought? I mean, oh, I'm a mother now. I can't possibly take a trip halfway across the known galactic spiral arm with Peter in tow. It just wouldn't be right. And then I remember that I had two strapping men on hand, always hanging around and looking for a way to help me out. So, problem solved here, Adrian. There you go. The straps of the carrying pouch go like this. And here, Jason, is the bag with a couple of changes of nappies and powder and so forth. They should last until you can get out and buy some more. Now, his bottle formula is stored in the submolecular fabricator unit in my room, so that isn't a problem. I don't believe in trying to impose unnatural sleeping patterns, so just let him sleep and wake when he wants to. If he wants something, believe me, he'll let you know. But just remember, don't let him scream. Is that a Boilermaker, Jason? Well, I'd appreciate it if neither of you got drunk while looking after Peter, so I'll just take care of that, shall I? God, lovely. Oh, do you know, I haven't had a proper drink in ages. Didn't seem right somehow. So, now you've both got everything you need. Wonderful. Gotta run. Got a probe ship to prep for a launch. Titan time and stuff, but see you in a couple of days!
Adrian?
Yeah?
What the hell just happened there?
Braxiatel collection shuttles were. I mean, they get you where you need to go fast, but there isn't room to swing a cap. If that's actually anybody's idea of a good time.
Didn't the Garunians offer to arrange a first-class berth on one of their own ships? I gather that they have quite an impressive merchant fleet, considering their relative isolation.
Yeah, I don't want to end up relying on someone else for transport. Anybody else. It's always a good idea to have a way of getting out if something turns nasty.
So you think our current expedition might turn out to be dangerous?
Oh, probably not. But you know as well as I do how things like this turn out for me. It only ever happens all the time. I just hope I'm doing the right thing.
Leaving your newborn child exclusively to the care of Mr. Wall and Mr. Kane? I must confess to some degree of doubt upon the matter.
It was the only thing I could think of. They've been prowling round each other like a couple of angry dogs and snarling and... It can only be a matter of time until the Mr. Machismo contest turns into both of them trying to kill each other. It's got to stop, once and for all. All I can do is leave them holding the baby and hope they finally sort it all out.
You trust them to look after the child properly?
Absolutely, to the end.
No matter what else, if there are two people in this universe I trust to the end, it's Jason and Adrian.
Where's the bottle? Have you got a bottle ready yet?
Don't worry, right? Here it... Oh, blimey. Who'd have thought so much of that could come out
of... Watch out for the...
Ah!
Oh, you broke it. You broke the damn bottle.
Sorry.
Look into Galnet, will you, Joseph? See if you can find out more about the Garonna system. Might as well spend the time doing a spot of homework.
Searching.
Anything good?
The Garonna system was colonized during the first Terran expansion. Contact was subsequently lost during the Earthline collapse, and diplomatic relations with the galaxy at large were only re-established some 300 years later. More than enough time for them to develop their own particular social structures and mythologies.
Current status?
Here we are. Interesting. It appears, if we can believe the informed commentators of Galnet, that the planets of the Garonna system are in an incipient state of war.
Oh, really? Marvellous.
There are 5 inhabited planets, currently existing as a loose confederation of principalities, but each believes it should be the ultimate centre of control. The royal houses of each planet are advancing their case, but none of them, apparently, are entirely compelling.
So what's the situation in the event of a tie? There's always a tie-break in situations like this, in my experience.
There is a legend on all 5 planets that might be pertinent. It only resurfaced recently, but it spread across the system like wildfire. It's to do with the reincarnation of the twin kings who ruled the entire system in the old days.
Which old days?
Any old days. There's all the usual stuff about magical dandruff cures and strangely shaped birthmarks and so forth, but the crucial sign, it seems, that they're the true rulers, is that their eyes glow green with an mystical and most effulgent light when in the presence of...
Let me guess. Certain artifacts and totems?
Certain significant artifacts and totems.
So how do they manage to do that, then? Make their eyes flash green? Some form of mutation passed down in the bloodline?
Quite possibly. I estimate arrival on Goron 4 in 30 minutes.
Okay, let's just see what kind of welcome we get, shall we?
There you are, Boris. A nice, clean shirt. Try not to get anything down this one for a while.
Oh, no, look. I can tie my shoes.
Marvellous, Ronald. Any small child would be proud. The difficulty is, Ronald, that you happen to be a 35-year-old man.
What?
Now, the pair of you listen to me. You are going to go out there and greet Professor Summerfield.
Ooh.
Yes, Boris. The professor who looks so nice in the picture I showed you. You will not speak until I tell you to. You will keep your hands to yourselves. We've had quite enough diplomatic incidents in that general area, I believe.
Okay.
We can only hope that she arrives too inebriated to notice.
Well, they're certainly pushing the boat out. Small inflatable dinghy, anyway.
Welcome, Professor Summerfield. I trust you had a pleasant trip out?
Oh, a little cramped and stuffy, I fear, Lady Ashantra. Nothing I couldn't handle.
You must, of course, take a little time for yourself to rest and freshen up before getting down to the order of business. You certainly look as though you need it.
You are far, far too kind.
I understand that you're traveling with your child, so I've arranged apartments with the best of automated care facilities.
No, child.
We really are quite advanced here, despite our galactically rather out-of-the-way location. I beg your pardon?
No, child. I decided the trip would be far too arduous for a newborn. I've left him in the best of hands, though. Never fear.
Oh, come on. It's your rabbit. It's your little rabbit. Listen, it squeaks.
It isn't working. You're going to make him cry.
Can you suggest something better, all right?
Look, I don't know. I mean, look at all the used nappies. How many times is it physically possible to change? Hang on, what are you doing?
I just picked him up.
It must be the movement. Walk around with him a bit. See if that does the trick.
Shush. Your perfectly satisfactory result of genetic reproduction.
You're not kidding about the males of your species. And hey, watch out for that nappy. Oh, my God, the baby.
Pete is all right. He landed on top of me, and I'm all right, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Landed on something soft.
You haven't brought the child. Well, that's probably very wise. With a task so significant, it's probably best to remain free of distractions.
Significant?
Only to our small world, of course. Should the, artifacts and totems prove indeed to be entirely genuine, the advantage to Goron 4 in the current local unpleasantness will be incalculable.
What, like not being reduced to rubble in a possible war, you mean?
More than that. The system itself must be taken firmly in hand. And on that very subject, as it were, allow me to present you to the Princes Royal of Goronus 4, Ronald and Boris.
Identical twins, eh?
That's handy, considering all the legends and prophecies and whatnot.
Why, certainly. It's precisely in the light of such legends that every Goronian house royal has tended to breed for twins. Say hello to the young lady, boys.
Hello.
I had eggs for tea.
Of course, such manipulation of the gene pool does upon occasion present problems.
I'm sure it does. And this is the pair who are set to rule the entire Goronna system?
Under suitable advisement. And of course, in the event that they should fulfill the ancient prophecies.
You know, it strikes me rather that of all the qualities necessary in a ruler, the ability to make your eyes flash green in the presence of certain artifacts and totems is the least of them. Ancient prophecies or not. And besides, have you actually tested these princes of yours? Put them near the artifacts and totems to see if they get all effulgent?
Of course not. If the artifacts and totems are not genuine, then of course nothing will happen. And the word of that will surely get around. There are seditious elements on every planet who would make a play of that. We must do this correctly, or not at all. And that is why we require your services, Professor Summerfield. Assure me of the provenance of these artifacts and totems and the twin king's claim to the throne with all due ceremony.
Well, you realize that I can only give you my opinion.
I think you're far too modest, Professor. I do know something of you, and quite frankly, I would rather trust to your opinion than words written in stone. If you need anything, a big bottle of liquor, or a destructive and completely meaningless sexual encounter, please, do let me know.
Thank you.
idiot.
What?
You told me that the Summerfield woman was devoted to her child. You told me that there was no circumstance in which she would ever leave it behind. You told me that I would have the proper and necessary leverage for this current endeavor. Am I to understand that you lied?
Yeah, well, the thing about Professor Summerfield is that sometimes you just can't tell, right? Sometimes there's no telling what she might do.
And you wait until now to tell me this?
Well, I couldn't know.
Well, know this. Whatever might transpire in this small venture, I will survive with quite a sum of credit in the Galactic Central Bank. I was, of course, salting it away for the vicissitudes of old age. But rest assured that I shall spend every last portion, if needs be, on ensuring that your personal age advances not 1 week, should you fail to provide a solution to our current dilemma. You'll have barely time to scream, far less plead. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I understand. There's something that might be done. It's doable.
You see that it is. Time is short.
Oh, triple distilled Proximum vodka. Soldarian brandy. Looks as though someone's been telling tales out of school.
Someone unaware of your recent efforts to cut down.
There is that, I suppose. We need to spoil things. How's that bath coming?
It might be sometime, Bernice. It is a large bath.
Do you know, Joseph, somebody once said that the state of the plumbing tells you about the state of the civilization. If that were true, then Goron IV would be in charge of half the galaxy. I suppose that means I've time to check with the boys and see how they're getting on.
I seem to recall you saying you had to leave them to their own devices, Bernice.
That's true. They have to sink or swim. It's just... I know. I'll call Brax. Have him keep a quiet eye on them. You know, just in case. That's odd. No outgoing interstellar calls. The system seems to be overloaded, but... Hello?
Professor, I just thought I'd call to see how you're settling in. Do you have everything you need?
What? Yes. Except that for some reason I can't make any outgoing calls.
Ah, yes. Our rather basic communications. A large number of people throughout the system are making arrangements to travel here for the ceremony tomorrow. And I'm afraid the off-world relays can't cope. Your call was important?
You could say that. I was going to check on my babies.
Yes, quite. If you'll leave it with me, I'll have some people sort something out. Good afternoon to you.
Joseph?
Yes?
That couldn't be coincidence, could it? Ashantra calling seconds after I wasn't able to call out?
Possibly. Or possibly she merely has those people of hers keeping an eye out for you. Just in case you might need anything.
Activate your galactic positioning beacon anyway, would you? Try to find a frequency the Garonians don't know about. There's just something about all this that smells a little off.
Stored.
Believe you me, this was a picnic compared to some. And I speak from experience, believe you me.
Really? I wasn't aware that you would...
Shh! You'll wake him. Let's just say that any experience I have was in another life. Nothing to do with here and now. I just get the feeling, right, that we've been told. We're being told in no uncertain terms.
What do you mean?
I mean that... Well... You know as well as I do how little Peter came to be. Well, all right, you know it better, but it's not about who did I mean, so far as Ben is concerned, this is a part of her life. I mean, you must have seen the way she sort of copes without even thinking about it. I reckon she's telling us that we are basically, so far as this part of her life's concerned, a couple of spare tossers. Some more than others, of course, on account of what happened with...
Oh, really?
Shh! You'll wake the baby. You've got to admit, though, we're doing a bit all right after a rocky start. We've proved we can look after him, and after this, there's no way that Benny...
Oh my God, he's taking the baby!
You let him go! You let him go, or I'll...
Did you ever get the feeling, Joseph, that you've been had?
I believe I've already mentioned that I am completely inorganic, Bernice.
Ha ha, bloody ha. I mean, look at this stuff. Will you look at it?
I am looking at it, Bernice.
Then access your free market valuation database. Here's a statuette of the seven-armed swamp goddess Raggy Anno, triumphant over the remains of the all-seeing celestial father god Wapo after cutting out his insides and winding them around a stick to make the mystic spirals of the galaxy itself.
4 credits 30 from the Garazone system bazaars. But you can get them for a credit 50 from the wholesalers.
A consecrated talisman of the potentates of the Monastery of Wom, fashioned in irradiated bronze and anointed with the fat of unborn souls.
Those are actually quite valuable. Assuming that they are genuine, this, however, appears to be a particularly inept forgery.
The fabled Book of Dreams, last surviving remnant from the lost citadel of Hokesh.
A credit 90 from the Apocryphal Publishing Consortium on Valadrin. A deluxe edition sells for twice that much. This is not the deluxe edition.
So what we're thinking, basically, is that these so-called artifacts and totems are the sort of rotten old junk you couldn't even sell on a Galnet auction website. The bloody nerve! These people drag me all this way to evaluate a collection of crap that wouldn't even... Hang on.
Yes, Bernice?
There's not a single thing here that would fool a blind man and his dog. So why would they ask me to look them over? Unless anything I might think, anything at all, wouldn't make the slightest bit of difference. They don't want what I think. They just want me. What do they want me for?
Take it easy, Adrian. Try to move slow and calm for a bit. You caught the worst of the stun blast. You could seriously mess up your heart if you try to come out of it too fast.
The last thing I remember were these men. Oh, my God, Peter. They came in and they took the baby.
Look, calm down, OK? Try to keep on top of it and breathe. Things might not be quite as bad as they seem.
Not quite as bad. I took him and they could... They can...
Keep on top of it. Listen. Listen to me. There are things going for us. Think about it. Yeah? Now, we both saw and heard them. I mean, we didn't see and hear them. If you get me masks and coveralls to make them unrecognisable, vocoders to disguise their voice patterns, now that's professional SOP for a snatch that doesn't involve a death. The fact that they zapped us rather than killed us sort of might be a clue.
Professional.
Yeah, professional, but not heavy, you know. That's the point. I came round, the first thing I did, I checked the collection's transit database, and nobody's on this planetoid that I recognise as heavy, and nobody that I don't recognise in a certain way. Now, that means that this was local, probably performed under contract, and frankly, nobody local has the nuts for really nasty. Whatever happens, the kid's safer than if we were dealing with anything to do with the big boys.
You seem to know a lot about this sort of thing.
Yeah, well, long story. For the moment, let's just concentrate on giving this one a happy ending. Yeah?
The thing I'm worried about, Joseph, is if they want to use me, and they don't care if I know, why haven't I been threatened? Why haven't I been put under a guard or some such? It doesn't add up.
It certainly is puzzling.
I mean, there is absolutely no way they could think I'd be fooled by such a pitiful collection of artifacts and totems, is there?
Is there anyone who could think I'd be so incompetent in my work? I mean, well, there are people who know I like a bit of a drink and exaggerated stories get around, but even so... I don't know. What's this? No, no, you idiot. You have to make both eyes flash together. You listen here, Ronald. I spent good money getting you and your brother those implants, taking you all the way to the Caton Nebula biomanufacturers for a start. And I'm damned if I'm going to let your congenital idiocy ruin things now.
Lady Ashantra?
Ah, Professor Summerfield. How perfectly lovely to see you. And what do you think of our fine display of artifacts and totems?
You know precisely what I think, Lady Ashantra.
What I don't understand is how you can possibly think you'll get away with it. Well, the hard part, of course, was planting the legends of the Twin Kings with green glowing eyes in the first place, bribing the guilds of historians on every planet in the system and then selling it to the respective populations. That was, as I say, the hard part. But believe they do now. At least enough of those who count.
I like the Professor Summerfield lady. She's nice.
Shut up, Boris. And come tomorrow, Professor. With all due ceremony, you will authenticate the necessary artifacts and totems. The rituals shall be performed, and the reincarnated Twin Kings shall take their place in posterity.
With you behind them, manipulating them like a couple of glove puppets.
Have I so much as pretended otherwise? I'm quite aware that you're far too intelligent for me to even bother with pretense. You'll simply do as you're told.
Do you really think so? You think you know me so well. Well, guess what I'm going to say next? I'll give you a clue. It isn't happy birthday.
Nevertheless, I have the feeling that you'll prove amenable. If you'd care to examine this small hollow recording I received within the last hour...
Oh, my goddess. Oh, my God.
Never fear, Professor. Your baby is perfectly safe for the moment. And I fully expect that state of affairs to continue.
All right. What now? You going to call the guards and have them put me under lock and key?
Not at all. Feel free to go where you like and do what you like. We've cut communications with the galaxy at large, and it's doubtful that you would arrive anywhere useful in time to prevent anything unpleasant. And of course, should you happen to do something I don't like, who knows what the consequences might be.
Well, you have to remember that what you might call the criminal element can creep into anywhere. Braxiatel tolerates it to a certain extent on account of it all being part of the whole vast panoply of sentient life. And you know he's a great one for that.
All the same, Braxiatel owns this planetoid. He could crack down on things like this.
Trust me, it wouldn't work. Make things too hard for a certain degree of criminality, you just end up with a kind of hardcore guys who won't be told. Worse for everybody all round. Watch your necks. Nice set of pseudopodia you're sporting these days. You're growing back in nicely. Is Sloty here? Is he out back? Yeah, you could say that. You know me, Nix. You know what that means concerning appointments. Just call him and give him a heads up on your mobile. We don't want any nasty panic-related accidents when we go through the door. Yeah, see you around. Give my love to the brood cluster. Yeah, that was Nix. A lymph-sucking Visoraptor from the Soul Reaver dimensions. Nice guy for your basic bit of hired muscle. Now, the guy we're going to see basically runs this sort of thing here on the collection.
Some kind of criminal kingpin.
We're not talking the Proximan chain here, Adrian. He's just a kind of nexus point for certain strands of influence, connections that extend out into the galaxy at large.
If he's involved with the abduction of... Kim, here and now.
No, we don't be your age. We keep this calm and civilized. simply find out what he knows. Here we go. Just try and keep your mouth shut and follow my lead, okay?
Why, Mr. Kane, this is a pleasant surprise, and what do I owe the
pleasure? All right, slow to you, toad-faced little turd! Now, what have you done with the kid? What have you done with him, you bastard?
Jason, is this what you
what
want?
What have you... Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Adrian. Okay, Sloty. You know why we're here. It seems that someone on the collection list going in for a bit of baby snatching on the side. That goes over the line. And I think you know who went.
Mr. Kane, you know I've always had the utmost respect for you. But if I did know something, not that I do, but purely for the sake of argument, then it might be more than my life was worth.
He's stalling, I've had enough of this. Let me drunk.
Hang on, Adrian, just hang on. Now let's keep the strong arm tactics as a last resort, yeah? Yeah? Sloty, a quiet word in your ear. Now, listen to me, Sloty. Dog boy here is the father. You get me? I'm barely keeping him on top of going berserk and howling to the roof, and both you and I know precisely how far he'll get if he starts making noise. Where he'll end up, He's not exactly a friend, but I don't want that to happen. I'd never hear the end of it.
I understand that the lady in question...
Sloty, not talk. Like I said, I don't want that happening, yeah? I don't want it to happen so much, in fact, that I'm considering calling in a favour from some associates. Huh? You know exactly which associates I'm talking about, don't you, Sloty?
Yes!
Yeah. The deal is this. The baby is found 10 minutes from now, not a scratch, and not a hair touched. That way, you get to know that you, that nice new wife of yours, the wife and kids you left for her, the dog you took with you, and the mother in a stasis tank that you think everyone's forgotten about, you get to know that you and everyone you love or know, you get to know that they'll live out the natural course of their lives. Do you understand me, Sloty? Well, that seemed to go okay. Sloty's decent enough if you take the trouble to talk to him.
Talk to him about?
I just played on his sympathies, yeah? The guy goes home to his wife at the end of the day, like everybody else. Everybody who has a wife, anyway, except for those who don't. We did good. Okay. Yeah, he said he'd put the word out. Possibly it might be worth checking with Brax again. You know, I really think there's a chance we'll get a break quite soon.
The Goran IV House Royal. Representatives from every planet in the system are gathered here.
Very impressive. And just what exactly is it that you're expecting me to do here?
I shall speak to the people. Prepare them for the moment of glory. At the proper time, I shall ask you if the artifacts and totems here arrayed are those that are indeed foretold. And you shall say that this is indeed so. Think of it this way, Professor Summerfield. You won't in actual fact be lying, since it was I who foretold these things in the first place.
That's a great comfort.
After which, the royal princes shall be presented. And thereafter, with all due ritual, take their rightful place by acclaim.
And after which you'll be effectively in charge of the entire Garonos system. What will you do then? Siphon off the money, bleed them dry and spend it all on shoes?
Oh no, Professor Summerfield. Don't you see? There is so much that needs to be done. So much! There are so many errors that must be corrected. Do you not understand the foul excrescence and slithering depravity into which the planets of our system have been allowed to sink? Deviance and sedition! Why, there are those who even believe that the Houses Royal are not forged by direct descent from the throne of God! They're spreading lies, you know. Lies about me. I can hear them. They don't think I can hear them, but I can.
Well, this is all very interesting,
but... The filth must be rooted out! Root and branch! It must be disposed of with all due alacrity, and the world, at least, must be made clean! I have in mind the setting up of a number of camps.
Absolutely. He'll protect him with his life at the very least. He sets a lot of store by our Benedis Brax.
It was a bit strange now, I come to think. The way those masked men burst into reception, left the baby and ran out. Miss Jones said they looked as if they were running for fear of their lives.
Yeah. Well, personally, I think they just caught a whiff of unexploded nappy. Goronos ETA in 5 minutes.
That's fast.
Zip to blip in less than half a parsec, courtesy of General Infradynix.
I was wondering, how the hell did you manage to get hold of a General Infradynix Hypersystems Military Spec Pulse Pump Cannon Class Interstellar Battle Corvette?
Well, it was short notice. I couldn't get anything better. Let's just say, a couple of friends owe me a couple of favours. Hmm? Have you managed to contact Goron 4 yet?
There's nothing. The Goronos system seems shut off or down. Didn't make any difference. I just hope she's alive and safe.
Yeah, bound to be. You know what Penny's like when she gets into these situations. She's probably ruling the whole damn place by now. And you know she's going to get gnawed at us for coming in and sticking in and all whatever happens. I sometimes wonder why we even bother.
I know.
Do what?
I know why I do. It's something inside inbuilt.
Coming it with the old biological imperative then, Aid.
It's more than... My people make for life, you see. So after Benny and I... Well, it was...
It threw the switch, I get you. Is there... no way to take it back?
None at all. I mean... I know she doesn't feel that way about me. I know that what we did can never be repeated because the person was a different mind in the body. But the body's still there, walking around with Benny in it. I try to be civilized and keep on top of it. But sometimes, well, it's hard. And she can never know. Never.
I think I know what you mean. Years I spent away, somewhere else. And the one thing that kept me going was the thought of her. I built it all up in my mind, you know, lived for it, and then came back to find the reality of it basically buggered. There's this whole part of me, I think, that just knows she's my wife and refuses to believe otherwise, whether we're actually still married or not. So, yeah... I think I know what you mean. And thank you, listeners, for sharing. Proximity alert. We're hitting orbit. I've got a galactic positioning system lock. I think it's Joseph the Porter. He set himself to distress beacon mode.
As all gathered here can see, here are arrayed the mystic artifacts and totems as were spoke of in legend. Unearthed at great inconvenience and expense by the archaeologists and historians of Goron 4. These artifacts and totems have been diligently authenticated in every aspect and respect by none other than the galactically renowned xenoarchaeologist Professor Bernice Surprise Summerfield. I now call upon you, Professor Summerfield, to inform us of your findings. That is your cue, I believe, Professor. I need hardly remind you that the life of your child hangs in the balance.
Well, when you put it like that, Lady Ashantra. All I can say is... Oh, my! What is...
That's a General Infradynix Hypersystems Military Spec Pulse Pump Cannon Class Interstellar Battle Corvette.
What's a general Infradynex Paper Systems military spec pulse pump cannon class interstellar battle corvette doing here?
Is this thing working? Is it on?
Oh, give it here. Benny, this is Jason.
And Adrian.
And Adrian, we've just come to tell you that the baby is safe. Peter is safe.
Of course, do you realise, Jason, if she didn't know the baby was in danger in the first place, she's going to kill the both of us.
There is that. Benny, if you thought Peter was in danger, then he's perfectly safe. If you didn't know anything about that, then there's nothing going on at all and you should forget everything we just said, right? There you go, Adrian. That should sort it.
You know, Jason, you really can be a complete prat at times.
Is it, are we running around now? I like running around.
Oh, for God's sake, Ronald. Will you shut your mouth? Years I've had of this. 30 years. You know, really, there are times I regret having your parents assassinated.
Ashantra! You come back here, you bitch! I'll get you!
I'd rather think not! Oh, boys! You like Professor Bernice Summerfield, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Professor Bernice, lady, she's nice.
Well, you can play with her just this once.
Oh.
And you don't have to be careful.
Joseph, a little help?
Certainly, Bernice.
I thought you told me you couldn't zap people with a couple of million volts where it would do the most good.
I lied. It wouldn't do for you to get too trigger-happy, would it?
Infamy! Oh, have you any idea of how you'll pay for such...
Not one more word. I've had quite enough of you.
I never thought I'd be so glad to be back. If I ever mention the words artifact and totem again, Joseph, you have my express permission to have me taken out and shot. Did you hear that, sweetheart? Mummy's going to be taken out and shot.
I doubt if I'd find somebody willing to do that.
Oh, I don't know. Lady Ashantra had the right kind of look about her when they led her off. Of course, what with all that screaming about how she's going to hunt me down to the ends of the known universe and wind my guts around a pole, it wasn't exactly easy to judge her mood.
I was very much impressed by the way you took control of the ceremony, after telling the crowd that their entire belief structure had been faked.
Well, there's something about a sod-off huge battle corvette hanging in the air above you with its gun ports open that commands respect. The Garona system is probably going to go back on a war footing, of course, but then again, you can't have everything. Oh, and on the subject of that, can you access the personnel systems and see if Jason and Adrian made it back okay?
I understand they had to make a detour to drop off the gunboat with some of Mr. Kane's friends. The only inhabited space on the projected route is a no-go zone, infested by the notorious plague dog pirate band.
Well, you know, Jason, friends all over and a finger or two and everything. Or possibly everyone. Check on them anyway, will you?
Searching. It appears they arrived barely a few minutes ago via commercial hopper.
Then we haven't got a lot of time to batten down the hatches. If I know them, and God help me, I do, the first thing they're going to do is...
If you would just get out...
I was here first, and I think I should be...
Hello, boys.
Hello, Benny. We, just popped round to see if you got back all right in the shuttle.
To make sure that things were all right with...
My baby is perfectly fine, Adrian. Thank you for asking. No thanks to the pair of you, of course.
Well, yeah.
I mean, all it takes is a crack squad of armed troops to nearly kill you. And then you have to spend half the day finding Peter and saving him from almost certain death.
What? Oh, yeah. But that wasn't too big a deal in the end. I mean, Adrian helped a lot. Well... A bit. Well, who am I kidding? It was all me on account of how I'm frankly brilliant.
Hey, now, hang on a minute. Are you forgetting your part in losing him in the first place?
Oh, really? As I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, you went down like a collapsing brick shithouse. Had a nice rest, did you? Flat on your back and snoring while I did all the hard work?
Now, come on, boys. This is
now
just the sort of
thing... Listen here, Kane.
You're about as much use as a particularly useless plank.
You take that back.
Oh, then don't let him start screaming. Oh, bugger.
off. You were bloody useless.
Come on, Ned.
What do you want me to do? Throw a stick for you? Oh, look at you with a big shiny wet nose.
Get over and do something about it.
Nothing. Oh, you were no
you
help at all.
Shut up.
Find a baby. You couldn't find a wet sock.
Here's your fluffy little rabbit.